November was an up and down month, as they say. It started well off in early November. Stock markets rose to what are really new recovery highs after the Federal Reserve announced it would spend $600 billion to buy Treasury bonds over the next 8 months. That's what they call QE2 in the paper. See, I thought we were going on a cruise.
I know. I was hopeful, and then no, it's not.
It's just a quantitative easing, as they call it. So that carried us through the beginning of the month, but stocks took a tumble mid-month when signs started to appear that China may need to cool off its red-hot economy by raising interest rates. China has been, as you know, everybody knows, the global economy's strong spot, and there are fears that a weakness there could cause a widespread slowdown. When worries about Ireland needing a financial rescue package were added to the mix, the S&P 500, or our C fund, posted its largest one-day decline since August, and problems in the Eurozone caused the I fund to be the worst performer in November, with them turning in a negative 4.84% performance. However, the good news is, so far, December is an up month. People are starting to talk about a Santa rally.
There you go. and all that talk about China and Ireland and Greece is still floating around in Spain, and my little prediction said, okay, the iPhone probably not doing well. iPhone mostly international, and in, as you mentioned, it almost 5% down for the month. That pushed it year to date is down less than a point, 0.1%, but still up for the 12 months. In fact, all the numbers for the 12-month period are looking pretty decent.
Well, that's right, and considering where we were in 2007 and where we've come since then in 2008 and 2009, year to date, things are still looking pretty good. And maybe I ought to quickly run through just the numbers for the month.
Yeah.
G fund 0.17 positive, F fund lost 0.57, C fund is up 0.01%.
Basically, essentially unchanged.
That's right.
Yeah.
3% gain on the S fund, which has been going gangbusters all year long and last year as well. And then the I fund, as we said, minus 4.84. L income and L 2010, same performance numbers because they are essentially the same investments now, off 0.05, 2020 off 0.49, 2030 off 0.56, and 2040 off 0.64.
And even for both the year to date, the only number that's in the red is the I fund. It's down not even a full point, almost 0.2, 0.17. So it's the only one that's, but all the other ones, both on year to date and even on 12 month numbers, everything's looking, I mean, not a bad year.
That's right. And people are still stinging from those losses in 2007. But we've had a kind of a quiet rally going on here, certainly with the C and the S fund. The F fund has performed well, and the G fund never has a bad day. But we're not quite back there yet. Chris, I know that you like to ask if we are back to our pre-2007 numbers, and I asked Tracy Ray, our investments director here, to check that out, and we are not quite there yet. We're still about 10% down from where we were on our highs just before things headed south in 2007-2008.
And even the G fund up about 2.8 for the 12-month period. And we always talk about thinking long term, so that's in a sense why I like to focus on some of those longer term numbers, because it gives you occasionally when you don't have a great month like last month, it gives you some of that. I mean, S fund for the 12 month period almost more than 28% up.
Right, really very remarkable.
Yeah, that's not a bad number.
No.
last week, of course, everyone talking about the freeze in pay. And we talked about this a little bit last week, but, you know, I think some people are saying, oh, well, since I'm not getting the pay raise, I may take away from my TSP or not contribute. That's just not a smart idea, is it?
That's right. As long as you can contributing, certainly as a FERS employee and picking up those matching contributions, you should really do everything that you can to do that. I think studies are now coming out reminding people that the real driver in all of this is the money that you put put in. Remember, yeah. Everything else derives from that, and it helps. If you get better returns, that's better than getting not good returns.
Right.
But basically, it's the savings rate. If you can put at least 5% of your pay in and pick up at least 5% from the employing agency, there's 10% you've got socked away for a future day, really without much stretching.
And the magic of compound interest, it does magical things.
That's right. And, if you want to follow it closely, you can. If you don't want to follow it closely, you can put it on autopilot and then check in a few years. And most likely you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Very nice.
This has not been a great decade, of course.
Yeah.
But the last one we had like this, the 70s, was followed by a very good decade. So we'll see.